Silver Wolf Audioblog Podcast, Episode 32. On this week's edition of the Silver Wolf Audioblog Podcast, not too much to discuss this week except, Mortal Kombat vs. DC Comics, Rock Band downloadable content, Wii Fit, Sims, Grand Theft Auto 4, and a few other news bits, plus a review of Blue Man Group, How to Be a Megastar Live, and a few other things this week. If you wish to email me, please email me at SuperBowlPodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's rock and roll. Hello, fellow pack members, and welcome to another edition of the Silver Wolf Audioblog Podcast. And now, before we get into anything, first off, I want to announce that I'm still working on the Super Smash Bros. Brawl review, but the thing is, it's not going to be released till sometime in May. I have a lot of stuff going on, especially with the last 2 weeks of school, and, you know, with the last week of school, you know, teachers are going nuts, all sorts of projects, all sorts of, you know, reading and all that stuff. Oh, and speaking of reading, I have to read a couple of these books. So, let me read for a little bit. I'll let you listen to some music by Seismic Anomaly, Domination Black, Uncrowned, and a little mix that someone did in their spare time featuring Pirates of the Caribbean sound clips. So, you guys sit back, relax, enjoy these songs while I read for a little bit. So, I'll see you later. Give me a little bit. I'm finishing up on a really interesting chapter. So they have the internet on computers now. Listen to these last two songs, and I'll catch up with you later.
Why is the
Alright, we're back. Man, that was a long time. Let's get on with the news before any more news is added. First off, big news from Midway. The next Mortal Kombat game is gonna be released sometime in this fall, and guess who's it's gonna and this is gonna be really interesting because it's gonna be Mortal Kombat versus DC Comics. Now, let me reflect on this a little bit. First off, there's gonna be no fatalities, not too much blood, and it's pro they're probably gonna aim for a teen rating with this one. Now, Mortal Kombat started in 1992, and I grew up playing Mortal Kombat games, and I'm always so used to the game having like fatalities and blood and guts and gore and broken limbs and one of my favorite fatalities is let's see, someone being burned into flames by a guy with a skull for a head. But my question is, why this combination? Why DC Comics and Mortal Kombat? I mean, I just don't see this. I don't see this as a real, I'm being skeptical here about this game. I will check it out, but I'm being a bit skeptical. I mean, it just sounds kind of weird. But I have seen weirder combinations before. I mean, hearing about Marvel versus Capcom, I mean, I was a bit skeptical with that, but it turned out to be a really good combination. So, it might be interesting, but at the same time, I just don't know. I'm sorry, I just don't know. But I am interested in it, but it just sounds weird to me. And also note, a Mortal Kombat without fatalities. I mean, it's kind of like a nacho chip without salsa or cheese, or a salad without dressing, or trying to think of some other references besides food, but you get the idea. Next up, Telltale Games has announced that they'll release another game for the WiiWare for WiiWare, except Sam and Max Season 1. This game is gonna star internet celebrity Strong Bad from HomestarRunner.com. The game's gonna be called Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People. It's gonna be an episodic game, kind of like Sam and Max, where you go around, you click stuff, and you solve puzzles and answer emails and all sorts of cool stuff. And it's gonna be episodic. It's gonna be every month, starting in June, and I have no word yet on the price. They're probably gonna be about $9 an episode, but it just even though it sounds kind of weird that Telltale Games is creating a game based on a website, but after all, I am actually looking forward to this because I'm a huge Homestar Runner fan, and it just sounds cool. That's all. Next up, Rock Band. Actually, some two Rock Band new pieces of news. First off, Rock Band released Motley Crue's new single, "Saints of Los Angeles," for 99 cents as a downloadable song, and "Saints of Los Angeles" is their brand new single. And I haven't really got a chance to listen to it, but for all you Motley Crue fans out there, check it out. And also, there has been a lot of skepticism, or like going back and forth on whether or not Rock Band will release full albums. For for as downloadable content. Well, apparently they just released a full album as downloadable content for Rock Band, and the first album is Judas Priest's Screaming for Vengeance. This is one of Judas Priest's best albums and includes one of their biggest hits, Another Thing Coming. So make sure you download it. It's not too expensive, but I mean, why not rock to Lil' Judas Priest? Next up, Wii Fit will be released on May 19th, and the price tag is gonna be $90. That includes both the game, which probably costs around maybe around $40, and also the balance board as well. So the balance board is probably gonna be about $50. But that's going to be the price of Wii Fit. I'm actually looking forward to it because I am want to lose some weight and have a healthy lifestyle. So, whatever. Next up, some of you are familiar with the game The Sims, and apparently Maxis has announced that The Sims series has sold over 100 million copies worldwide. So, I like to congratulate with them. That's a really fun game. Even though it is a simulation game, it's still a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm actually kind of looking forward to Sims 3. So, kudos to the creators of Sims. You've done well. And, of course, Sims is awesome. Next up, Grand Theft Auto 4, which is going to be released in a couple weeks. Grand Theft Auto 4 has gone gold, and it is ready to be shipped. So, for those of you who have been angering for the next time you can hijack a car and run over people in Liberty City, well, your chance is about to come true. And so far, there has been a few previews and a few... There was even a review of this somewhere. I actually got an early copy of the game. And they say it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Unfortunately, I don't have the game yet, nor do I even have a PlayStation 3, but I will be getting a PlayStation soon, and I will be getting the game, so I'm actually looking forward to it. And finally in news, other comic book based game has been announced. Spider-Man Web of Shadows has been announced. There's not too much information in the game, so far as just the announcement. They're planning a fall release, and their tagline is, "Control everything." Now, I don't know what they really mean by this, but you know, it's Spider-Man, and it might be good. I mean, hey, at least it's probably better than the Spider-Man 3. Oh boy, I can't believe I actually saw that movie, nor I can't believe it wasn't as good as I was going to be. I mean, it's the third movie, and it had Venom. Whatever, I digress. Anyway, that's the news. Let's move on to my review of the new DVD, Blue Man Group, How to Be a Megastar Live. Now, what's really cool about this is that it's a two-disc DVD. Well, actually, it's two discs. One's the DVD of the live show, and the other is a CD of the live show. There's also a insert with information on the DVD and the CD. The concert itself is... I've seen the concert live in Orlando, and I just gotta say that it is a really, really cool concert. There's a lot of great music, a lot of familiar songs like Drumbone, and also a lot of the songs from the Complex tour, right, from the Complex CD, Time to Start, Up to the Roof, Sing Along. Actually, the version of Sing Along in this album and DVD is actually kind of like a Latin beat to it. Blue Man Group have re-released Sing Along as kind of like a Latin song, and it actually does sound pretty cool with the Latin beat to it. There's also, it's pretty much the complete show. I think there has been one or two things that they have left out, maybe due to copyright reasons, but it's a really great show. The video quality is excellent, has really good sound, and it's also pretty funny too. It has all the skits, like the Rockbox infomercial, the Rock Manual infomercial, and it's pretty much the entire concert on DVD, so it's really cool. But the one thing I really and it also has a few additional bonus features as well. There's the Inside the Tube documentary that aired on PBS not too long ago. It's a really fun documentary on the, you know, how Blue Man Group was created, where are the Blue Man Group going, and you know how it rose to its popularity. There's also the music video for "I Feel Love," which is a really good song, and there's also something called Mono. Pretty much what it is, it's a short skit featuring someone playing as Mono, who's parroting Bono, and he is stating that a breed of entertainment is dying, and that is the box television, you know, because box televisions are being replaced with flat screens. And he goes on saying, like, you can do, like, don't throw away your TVs, use it for artistic purposes or other uses besides watching television. So And that ends with a it ends with a skit that Blue Man Group does in their Orlando show and maybe their Las Vegas, their new Las Vegas show. I haven't seen the new Las Vegas show yet, but I know they do it in Orlando, and it's pretty much them with, you know, their heads inside televisions and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. It's really funny. The DVD also comes with a CD of the concert tours, of the rock concert. It pretty much has everything except some of the skits. And also, yeah, it has everything except the skits that, you know, require, that don't, are not really good with audio. But it does have a live version of One of These Days, which is a cover of a Pink Floyd song of the same name. And also, one of my favorite songs that they've covered, Bob O'Reilly by The Who. And I've been waiting for that song to be on CD because it's such a, Blue Man Group does such a good job with Bob O'Reilly. And, you know, I just love the song. All in all, if you're a Blue Man Group fan, I highly recommend this DVD and CD. You can also get the CD on iTunes, but I would get the DVD because you get the show. It's funny. It's real. It's entertaining, and it's so much fun. And even though I wish there could have been, you know, one or two more special features, or, you know, maybe even a commentary, but, you know, it's still a really good DVD. If you're a Blue Man Group fan, pick this up. And if you have not, if you don't think you're ever gonna get a chance to see Blue Man Group live on tour, it's also a really good alternative. It has really good sound quality, and it's just so much fun to watch. I highly enjoy it. So pick it up. You can get it online. You can get it in stores. It's everywhere. And if you ever get a chance, see the show. See either Blue Man Group live on tour, or see them at an actual one of their venues in Chicago, Boston, New York, Vegas. You can always go to blueman.com for information on that. And if you're a fan of Blue Man Group, you can always check out the Blue Man Group library at bluemanlibrary.com. And, you know, there's a lot of fans there. They have their own podcast called Switchback, and it's a really nice website. A lot of cool stuff on there. Great people, and I haven't really posted in their forum recently, but I am starting to get back. I just need to find a thread that I can actually, you know, type in. So, anyway, that's about it for the Blue Man Group DVD. All in all, this is a definite buy, and I would give this a 10 out of 10. It's really good. It's a really nice DVD, even though, you know, they could have added a few more things, but, you know, I'm just in it for the concert. That's all. And Bob O'Reilly, so there you go. And apparently I can't really think of a retrovision this week. I was thinking one on Mortal Kombat, but I think I have reflected on fighting games before. And plus, this show is kind of being in a rush because I have so much stuff to do. And, you know, with the last few weeks of school, I mean, it's always busy as heck here. I mean, I'm always, you know, typing papers and studying. And, you know, earlier today, I even had a test, you know, like one of the last tests for a class before the final. And I also got three papers to write by the end of April, and I got one that's due in May, like in the beginning of May, and also final weeks is coming up, and everything's winding down. Everything is rush, get this all in yesterday, and all this stuff. So, you know, but anyway, going back on the list, I think that's about it for the show. I wish I can review a game this week, but once again, I haven't really gotten a game recently because of all this, because of all the, you know, running around and such. But I haven't gotten back to some of my old games like Resident Evil 4 and Star Wars the complete Star Lego Star Wars the Complete Saga, and you know I'm on the verge of completing those and so many other games too. So, but I am gonna get I am gonna get Mario Kart Wii, and I will be reviewing that in the future. You know, probably a couple weeks after. Yeah, after it's released, and also be able to talk, you know, test out the new Wii Wheel as well. See if that's any different from the ones that I got for $10, or actually less than $10 because I got them at a discount. But you know, see if they're any different than the ones that you know they've been selling recently for games like G, like some other racing games that Nintendo's been coming out with. But other than that, yeah, I already mentioned that the Brawl review is gonna be delayed till May, 'cause always so busy. And wait a second. Oh wait, I forgot to mention something. Two things to be precise. I'm still thinking about what to do between episodes. I might think about, as I mentioned earlier, I am thinking about, you know, just doing news instead of like all this stuff every other week. So, you know, just to film the gap between episodes. And also another thing too, I want to share with you a link to a site that I really enjoy. The website is called rifftracks.com, and if Are you, chances are you may be familiar with a show called Mystery Science Theater 3000. No? Well, pretend you do. The same people that made Mystery Science Theater 3000, they have teamed up to create a website called rifftracks.com. And what that site is, it's pretty much, they don't make movies, they just make fun of them. And they take current movies that are currently released on DVD or already been released on DVD, and what they do is that they make a separate commentary track they can play along with the DVD they have purchased. Pretty much what you have to do is go to the site rifftracks.com. It's gonna be on the blog at swabp.blogspot.com, and pretty much what it's gonna be right there. And what you do is you go on the website. You find a movie that you own, will own, or currently renting, and you purchase the commentary track for no more than $5. I mean, actually, some of the tracks cost like $3, some cost $2, some cost $4, but you know, they're not that expensive. But you get what you pay for. These are really, really funny audio commentary tracks, and every time I listen to like one or two of these, I mean, I feel like Tom Servo and Crow are right next to me, and they're just riffing, you know, they're just, you know, heckling the movie and just making fun of it, and it's just so funny. And they have riff tracks for the Spider-Man movies, 300, Beowulf, Willy Wonka. And they even have guest stars to do the riff tracks. Like, if you own the original Jurassic Park on DVD, the riff tracks for that movie actually has Weird Al Yankovic doing the riffing. So that's really fun. And Chad Vader does Star Wars, the Star Wars movies as well. So they're really cool to listen to. They're really fun, and you know, they just make the movie even better. And all you have to do is just play the MP, like buy the MP3, play it on your computer or an iPod, and all you have to do is just listen for the intro. They'll tell you when to pause the MP3 and tell you when to turn back on again, and then throughout the film they'll say a line, and you know, you just match up the movie with the line, and you know, so it'll sync up. It's not that hard, and pretty much once you get it right the first time, it'll be all right, you know, for the rest of the movie, unless the movie skips. So, but still, It's a really great site, and they even have digital. They even have DRM short films that are like 99 cents, and they're also really fun to watch. It's the movie with the tracks, synced up, and it's just really fun to watch. So, check out the website. It's really fun. I enjoy it. And like I said, the riff tracks are not even that expensive. So, go on the site, buy one, rent the DVD or take the DVD out of the cabinet and pop it in, listen to the riff tracks and just laugh. And they're also adding more riff tracks every few weeks, so you'll not get bored. So check it out. And with that, I think it's time to end the show. I hope you all enjoyed this week's edition of the Superwolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you want more information on this show and any of the other shows I've done, you can always check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. From there, you can check out my MySpace page, my Facebook page, my Twitter page, everything. All the links from the show are there, and so much more. So check it out. And if you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And before I go, I like to say that the music from this week's show is from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And until next time, Pack members, rock on.